Ateo Entertainment presents Dennis's first live cast.
Hello everybody on Blind Call Tech. My name is Dennis and I live in Moscow, Russia. And I'm recording this on the glorious afternoon of the 29th of June 2006. Standing on my balcony, enjoying the sunshine, listening to all the birds, sparrows mostly. This is my first live cast indeed, and I hope you'll enjoy it. We live in a very nice neighborhood. I really love it here. It's not that remote. It's not that quiet. I mean, you can hear those. You can hear those children playing on the playground, and what's this? That sounds like a rain. It can't be a rain. It's sunny. We had three wonderful thunderstorms in a row. It was absolutely fantastic. I mean, just as good as what Neil and somebody else on Blind Cool Tech recorded. Just as good as that, if not better. A friend of mine who was driving by my house at that time saw a lightning right above our house. And I'm sorry I missed those thunderstorms because my battery in the Olympus ran out. Just read Krista's thread started by Krista from Sweden, talking about translation and such stuff. I was thinking of making it just a pure Russian speaking podcast. Well, livecast, okay. So that you could get the feeling of Russian environment, Russian background, and being a linguist. By the way, I'm a linguist. I work as an interpreter, translator, and I'm 36 years old now. Well, I introduced myself on the list a few months ago, and I've been looking since then. Well, what is this live cast going to be? Is it going to be my introduction, or is it going to be my space podcast? I don't know, probably a bit of both. Anyway, as I said, I'm standing on my balcony, and it's just an open, very narrow place here. Not good enough to have a nice cup of tea. Like a terrace. A lot of balconies in Russia stick out of the buildings. I mean, they're like terraces, sort of. And this one is This one is inside the building. And it's under the roof, which makes the floor of the balcony upstairs. And we live in the third floor, if you count the ground floor. Of course, in Russia we don't, because the very first floor is the first floor, not the ground floor, like in England, for instance. I think it's the same. I think it's the same in America. And I rent this flat from a very nice landlady, a Russian aristocrat, one of the nicest, most kind-hearted and generous and wonderful person I've ever met. She's absolutely lovely. She's an old lady, and she visits the flat. Not very often, but sometimes we have tea and talk about life, and she tells lots of stories of the past and how things were in her life. She has a whole lot of very interesting acquaintances and friends. Well, mind you, her grandfather was a deputy of the Duma, just before the revolution. Okay, and on this balcony there's nothing really, not even a chair. There's just an old fridge. It's just an old fridge, the landlady's fridge, and it's poor thing. Poor thing is sitting here exposed to all the colds and sunshine and everything. Okay. Enough of those birds. Let's just make a little tour of the other room. Just a little one, not to sound very boring. Okay, there's a TV set on the left, which I never watch. I hate television, and it's not working anyway. It's an old Russian, an old Russian TV set made probably in the 60s. Okay. Here I have my books, Braille books, a heap of Braille magazines. In several languages, in English, of course, a few Zieglers. Obviously, most of you, I suppose, are familiar with the Matilda Ziegler magazine that I've been reading for ages, for years. And a few Italian magazines, a few ones in Spanish, and one or two in Portuguese. I don't speak Portuguese really. I mean, I can understand. I can read it, but I can't speak it. Okay, here's the wall unit on the left, with a lot of books. It all belongs to the landlady. She's got a lovely book collection. Which is in the open, unfortunately. I mean, it's all of her. Most of her books are on the open shelves, which gives us a lot of dust around the room. But we can't help it. It's all right. I mean, apart from the dust, it gives us that lovely smell of books, of paper, which I really enjoy. I mean, I've been a computer addict for years, but I've been always addicted to Braille, and when I was a child, I was always sorry that I can't read printed books, and I've always loved that lovely smell of paper and the print on it. So this this wall unit, there are a few Orthodox icons on this. On this wall unit, the icons are ours. Bought in different monasteries, and one was brought to me by my mom from Israel, from the Holy, and it was sanctified by the Holy Shrine. It's a very precious and valuable thing to me. Now then, here's my computer desk. There's nothing really very exciting about it. It's my working place, it's my entertainment center, it's everything. When I say there's nothing exciting about it, I was just meaning in terms of soundscape. Okay. Now I'm turning right, and I'm in the rather long corridor, which has a lot of stuff around here. What's this? Oh, old tape recorders. I guess you're wondering why there's so much old stuff in this flat. Well, there are a lot of old things in this flat indeed. Not just the old ones. Yesterday, I at last bought a brand new hard drive, 300 gigabyte hard drive, and of course this Olympus recorder is rather new. At least it was the latest model that I bought. I was so proud of it. Okay, there we are. We're again in that corridor. I was just roaming around a little bit. We have here these ones are not old. These are the bottles of pure water, because you can't drink water from the tap or from the faucet, if you like. Well, you can, and actually when I was at school, my friends and I were doing it for years. But it has too much chlorine in it, and well, many people prefer to filter it here, and so did I. But I always preferred buying bottled water. It's very, very clean and tasty. It comes from the very deep wells, and it's really lovely. I'm a tea and coffee addict. Well, I drink tea more often than coffee, but certainly tea and coffee made with this water do taste much better, and they taste lovely, especially if you buy the right brands. Okay, well. Here's a soundscape of Russian bathroom. I don't think it's going to sound any different from any other bathroom in the world. Well, not in sound seeing sense, shall I say. Still, here's the tap. I'll wash my left hand. I'll wash my left hand because I'm holding my lentils in my right hand. Okay. There we are. Some people at this time of the year haven't got hot water. It's pretty usual for Russia to to stay without hot water for 3 weeks. They cut off hot water for maintenance. In Moscow, they do it. Sometimes they just leave people for without hot water for only 2 weeks, but in the provinces, in the regions, which is like the other country, so different from Moscow. Anyway, they can cut off hot water for the whole summer. And in Moscow, they do it district by district. So, and at different times, and we had our hot water cut off in May. Well, it wasn't a very pleasant experience, of course, because much too often the month of May in Moscow is rather cold, and if it's cold outside and you haven't got hot water, the water in the cold tap, in the cold faucet, becomes really, really freezing, absolutely freezing. Now it's okay, you just don't even have to open the hot water faucet to get the decently temperatured water. Anyway, I'm out of the bathroom and turning right to get into the kitchen, which has also one very old thing, which is a cupboard. A little bit of soundscaping. You can hear this wonderful, wonderful old-fashioned, old-style cupboard sounding. I just tapped on it with my fingertips, and this cupboard is a very special place because my sister and I keep our sweets in it. She's more addicted to, she likes more meat and smoked stuff, smoked fish. I have more of a sweet tooth. So we keep our sweets in this cupboard. We have usually lots of stuff: dried fruit, chocolate, of course, marshmallows. I love marshmallows. What else is there? Bread, fresh bread. Our typical Russian rye bread, which most people have when they have dinner. Okay, what else is here? Nothing. Here we have our fridge, which is not different from any other fridges, really. But here we have it. It's a very quiet fridge. Again, very old one. Another old thing in this flat. Right. Here we have a little table by the side of the fridge where we keep our tea and coffee and bottles of different drinks, like brandy, vodka. Well, I don't drink vodka. I just keep it for my friends, for visitors. I don't mind brandy, a shot of brandy in my coffee, though. It's lovely. And we also have Russian traditional alcoholic drink called, well, it's called Spitin, but I don't think this name will say anything to you. It's like mead. It's made of Well, I don't know what it's made of, really, but it has a very strong flavor of of honey and different herbs, and very strong flavor of malt. That's how it's called, and I really love it. It's a terrific thing. Okay, shall we see what's in our fridge? What is in this fridge of ours? There's a freezer, and in the freezer there's a big plastic box of chocolate ice cream, which I love. I love ice cream, just any ice cream, strawberry ice cream, chocolate ice cream, any flavored ice cream. I absolutely love it. There's some smoked meat. Very nice. Although, unfortunately, I'm not sure if it's if it's a good thing to mention in my first podcast, livecast. But unfortunately, although I love hot spicy food and all smoked things, I can't really indulge in such things because they give me heartburn. That's my problem. It can really be a nuisance. Okay, there's a table with my sister's computer. She has a newer computer than I have. It was given to me by an agency, a rehabilitation agency, and I didn't have to pay for it. It was a very, very good computer, actually. I mean, three Pentium 4, and it's got the speed of the 3 gigahertz, and there we are. Now, what else do I have here? What else shall I show you? Oh, shall I show you a Russian talking calculator? Shall I? Let's see. Where is it? Let me just find it. I'm back to the room where on the right we have another small wall unit, and in this one we keep our squirrel collection. We have a lot of squirrels, lovely ones. We have about 10, I think, and many of them are furry fellows, and some are ceramic, but most of them are furry, and they're very nice to feel, very nice to touch. Anyway, where's this calculator? Aha, here it is. Let's see. Well, okay, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, nothing. It completed the screen. There's no more space on the screen. Okay, let's clear it. Let's clear it all. Clear all. Okay. Aha. It's an alarm clock, but it's inaccessible. I can't use it. I can just use calculator. I don't know why they didn't make it accessible. I thought it would have been a pretty easy thing to do. But they didn't. It's a Chinese-made calculator. Most products, most things, speaking Russian, talking in Russian, are made in China. I don't mind it. I mean, many people think that Chinese is rubbish, but it's not. I mean, what was I going to say? No, I mean, some Chinese goods are quite good quality. Well, a lot of them are rubbish indeed. I mean, there's no doubt about that, but some are not. Okay, I also have talking scales. But those are made in Russia. Those were made in Russia. Shall I show them? Shall I demonstrate them too? Let us see. Let me just put this Olympus on the bed and see if I can pull out this Russian talking clock scales. Let's see. Now, are you going to switch on? Or are you not? That's interesting. It's a bit tricky to turn this scale, these scales on. What am I doing wrong? What am I doing wrong? I don't know, do I? Aha! That's it. At least it's turned on. Let's see. What does it say? What does it say to me? Nothing. It just keeps silence. Come on. Come on, you old thing. It's not very old, really. We just bought this a couple of months ago. Oh, what a nuisance. Come on, say something. It's, you can hear the rustling of the plastic bag. I don't pull it out of the plastic bag because so that I could step on it with my bare feet. It just gives me volume. 1, 2, 3, 4. What are you going to tell me how much I weigh? That's very, very strange. Very strange indeed. Well, these scales work very well, actually, if you know what you're doing. I don't. Just... Oh, that's ridiculous. That's ridiculous, fellas. Am I not going to hear anything from this thing today for my first live cast?
It's crazy.
She's crazy. Say it again.
81 kilogram.
Okay. Thank goodness it's talking in Russian. I'm not going to tell everybody how much I weigh. It's not a real lot, but it's better not to know this information, not to give out this information. Okay. There's a bit of accessibility stuff. I haven't got a lot of talking gadgets here around the house. I'm more into Braille, really. If I can get something written in Braille, something accessible in Braille, I would certainly prefer that. I mean, that is why I'm an old Braille user. I use my Russian Braille display. Which I'm absolutely happy about, and that's why if I decide to do a live cast of demonstrating some software, it would probably be just in a descriptive manner. Of course, if there's enough interest. I mean, if you wanna hear it. Right, that wraps it up for the moment, I think. If there's enough interest, as I said, I'll do more live casts if you want them. I was planning to do quite a few. I was planning to do a public transport ride in Moscow, to give you an idea of how buses and Moscow metro sounds, and well, that's it for the moment. And of course, if you can, if you like to drop me a line, please do so. It'll be most welcome. My email address is koshkamurka@bkru. That's K-O-S-H-K-A at, I'm sorry. We'll start it over again. K-O-S-H-K-A underline M-U-R-K-A at bk.ru. That's koshkamurka. Bikero. Koshka is a cat in Russian. And my Skype name is Denis Yakovlev. That's D-E-N-I-S underline Y-A-K-O-V-L-E-V. And that's that. All the very best to you, and have a good time.